welcome again if you came in a little bit late. This is our holiday club service. Our theme or our title this week has been Shipshape. And each day we've had a different theme each day to think about and to explore to help us figure out what the greatest treasure is. Day one, we thought about treasure maps. We thought about how you need a treasure map to find treasure. If you don't have a map, you can't just start digging around randomly. You need something which leads you to the great treasure. And we talked about how the Bible is like the best treasure map. The Bible is full of all sorts of different clues which lead us to an amazing treasure. And it's not a map like the ones that sometimes we see with drawing all over, but the Bible tells us lots of different stories which gives us clues to help to lead us to this amazing treasure. So that was day one. Day two, we looked at our first clue. Day two, we thought about human beings and what it's like to be a human. And we discovered that God made people to be amazing. Turn to the person next to you and say, "You're amazing." Good job. There were some very excitable people who think that person next to them is even extra amazing. So on day number two, we thought about how amazing it is to be human, all the incredible things that we can do. But we also thought about how when we look in the world, sometimes we see how unincredible human beings can be. That actually sometimes we do things which hurt other people, which spoil things. Sometimes we destroy things rather than make things. And the Bible, I went all Somerset then, I apologize. The Bible tells us about how even though people are made to be incredible, that we are amazing, actually we spoil things. That so often we think we know best and we go our own way. And so rather than listening to God who made us and knows what's best for us, we kind of have these ideas of thinking, actually, I know better than God. And so we do our own thing and we spoil the world around us, we spoil our relationships, and ultimately, we spoil our friendship with God. So that's what we thought about on day number two. Day number three, we looked at Jesus. Jesus was our next clue. And we looked at how Jesus lived the perfect life. That he was a person who, rather than going his own way, he decided he wanted to follow God. And actually, his whole life, he followed God completely. And we can look at Jesus' life and see that he had the best life ever. And we thought about how, on a treasure map, it's no good just having a map without the X that marks the spot. You need something which pinpoints exactly where to find the treasure. On day number three, we thought about Jesus' life, and actually, it was his death on a cross. That's the X that marks the spot. Because we discovered that actually Jesus decided that he was going to die to give everybody else a chance to come to know God, to put that relationship right so we can be fully amazing again. So that's what we looked at in day three. And then day number four on Friday, we thought about what is this incredible treasure then? We've been talking about finding treasure. We found that the X marks the spot. That it's in Jesus that we find this amazing treasure. And the best treasure is the fact that we can know the God who made us. That we can know why we're created. And even when things are difficult, we can have a God who is by our side, who's looking out for us. And we talked a little bit about what it means to be in a family that looks out for us. And if we decide to follow Jesus, we're actually welcomed into his family, which is an amazing thing. And it means that we'll always have someone by our side, right now and in the future. So that's what we've been looking at. That's what we've been thinking about through our 4 days of Holiday Club, as we've been exploring different ideas of treasure, what treasure is and why treasure is important. The game we just played, we discovered a little bit about what's important to these four people, didn't we? Whether it's video games or
Swiss cheese.
Why not? I mean, £500 worth of Swiss cheese, that would be quite excessive, but I'm sure tasty. We discovered that potentially we like reading, but also probably not. Maybe we like the idea of reading, maybe that's it. But all of us have got different treasures, don't we? All of us have got different things that we value the most in this world. And so if we did have £500 spare, we know possibly what we would spend that money on. Or another way that sometimes you might have heard this question is, if your house was burning down, and everyone in your house is safe, so don't worry, and your pets and everyone is okay, but you had the chance to rescue one thing from your house, what would that one thing be? And that helps us to think, okay, we've got a few hands, let's see, what would you rescue from your house? Your baby sister is already safe. So all the people, all the living things in your house are safe. What would you rescue from your house? The homework that you really need to bring in. So your education is clearly important to you. You would rescue your house. You would drag your house out of your burning house. Anyone else got anything that you know you would rescue from your house? Shh. Books. Books is the right answer. Well done. Have a gold coin. Okay, put down your hands. But we can think about those sorts of questions to think about what are the most important things to us. We think about those questions. And actually, probably for most of us, it's not necessarily the thing of most monetary value. Probably a lot of us wouldn't necessarily rescue our phones or our computers, but maybe something like a photo album or something with some real sentimental value to us. When I was about 10 years old, I used to get £3 a week pocket money. I know, right? Big spender. I was really bad at saving my pocket money. Every week, this is what I would spend my £3 on. I would go to the newsagent and I would get sweets. And that was the best use of my money that I could think of. Because why would I want to save up my money week on week? What's the point in that? But actually, I also really liked Lego. And I discovered the Aquanauts Underwater Discovery Lab. Ooh. Yeah, that's how I felt. I'm glad you share my excitement. Now, I was trying to find out online how much this cost, but I think I remember it was about £50. And so I had to decide at about 10 years old whether the Aquanauts Discovery Lab was worth not eating sweets for about 4 months. I had to decide whether it was worth saving up my money for all that time, not having sweets, but being able to get this in the end. And so I did. And those 4 months were really hard, and I had my jar, and I'd put all my pennies and any other little bits of money I could find, I would put in this jar. And eventually I had enough money to buy the Lego Aquanauts Underwater Discovery Lab. And it was incredible. It was so good. And I still own that piece of Lego to this day. You'll be pleased to know I don't own any of the sweets that I bought back then. But the Lego still exists. That I realized there was greater value in saving up and actually giving up my sweet buying for 4 months to get something even greater. In the Bible, Jesus tells a story about a man who's walking through a field. Now, I told you guys about me walking through a field, and the most I ever found was £5, and that was just in my coat pocket. But Jesus told a better story than that, because Jesus was a better storyteller than I am. He told about a man who was walking through a field, and as he was walking, he saw something. And he saw in this field a great treasure. And this man found it, and he saw how much was there, and he thought, this is amazing. And so he thought, well, I don't own this field, and I don't own this treasure, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to run, and I'm going to go and find the person who owns this field, and I'm going to buy this field from them. So the man went and did that. But he found he didn't have enough money to buy the field. And so what he did was he sold everything he had to buy that treasure. Because the man realized that the treasure that was being hidden in this field was worth so much more than everything else that he owned. It was worth more than his house, more than his possessions, more than his iPhone that he probably had, maybe. It was worth so much more than everything that he had that he knew that getting this treasure was going to be worth so much more than anything else he had. And this was a story that Jesus told. And Jesus said that the treasure that man found in the field is like the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven is a bit of an odd term, and we can think lots of different things. We can think about what heaven is, a place that maybe we go to when we die. But actually, I think Jesus was talking in far bigger terms than that. I think Jesus was talking about knowing who God is. Jesus was saying that knowing God is worth so much more than anything else that we have. But you know what? The amazing thing about following Jesus, of finding this incredible treasure that we have when we follow Jesus, is that actually it doesn't cost us anything. Jesus doesn't say, give me £10.50 and the kingdom of heaven is yours. He doesn't say, sell your house and it's yours. actually, he just wants us to talk to him, to ask him if we can follow him. And he always says yes. And that's the most amazing treasure. And I think it's a really important question to think about. What is it we value the most? Because we can spend a lot of time thinking about going on spa days, which is great. I think a spa day is a fun thing to do. We can think about spending our money on books, which is good. We can think about spending lots of time on our education and making sure we get A stars in everything we do, or making sure we get the next big promotion so we get more and more money. And we can spend our lives chasing after all these things, which maybe in themselves aren't wrong. But if you remember our first memory verse, we want to store up treasure which can't be stolen away. We want to store up treasure which won't go rusty, that rats won't eat, that moths won't get at, and no one's going to run away with. And actually, that treasure is worth so much more than everything else that we can do, that we can accumulate, that we can get. And so I want you to think about, what is the most important thing to you? And actually, is that really worth your whole life following after, chasing after this thing? Because I believe that actually the treasure that Jesus has in store for us is so much bigger, is so much greater than anything that we can get on our own.